Now, you remember with the national press conference years ago, Dr. Stephen Greer had his disclosure conference, did not get the kind of media exposure all of us would have liked. Lots of things occurred during that time. We were in the throes of 9/11, so obviously coverage was geared toward that instead of the coverage of UFOs at the time. In this particular arena now, James, what kind of response do you think you're going to get?
Well, one of the things that we're really seriously focusing on with this particular event, and I think we've had some fairly good response with mainstream media, is that we are keeping this as conservative as possible. I know that it sounds like an oxymoron using the word conservative with UFOs, but we're not making any claims of extraterrestrial origin or alien abductions. It's going to be, unambiguous. Up close and personal, close encounters told from high-ranking military and government officials, none of which are going to be private UFO investigators. One of the things we really, really made sure of is that each and every panelist, studied the phenomenon officially for the government, either through the military or I think we have a couple of pilots as well. But we have a few generals and colonels, and so it's we're going to make very, very conservative claims about the phenomenon and try to get the United States government to reopen its investigations publicly.
That's one of the important things, James. Monday, we had Bud Hopkins on, of course, expert in alien or UFO abductions and abductees. And his big concern is that so many people in the field of ufology will come forward with what he calls ludicrous claims without any evidence. And I just like the fact that you're going to take a slower approach with some pretty well-known people and or credentialed people to try to get more of this information out.
Yeah, well, it's like taking baby steps. I mean, for us to go out and make these outlandish claims, I'm not accusing anybody else of doing that, that are very difficult to back up. I just have to think of that quote from Carl Sagan, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. So, taking baby steps and just establishing the fact that the phenomenon is real, that defies any sort of earthly explanation or sort of peers, and then go from there.
The news conference that you can hold, did it take a while to assemble the experts?
Oh, my gosh. We've been working around the clock. Leslie's been amazing, by the way. For a little over 3 months, and it's been unbelievably challenging. And you see the list that we have now. As a matter of fact, you can go to outoftheblue.com, and you can go to CFI's website, and you can download the press release, which has got a list of the panelists. But it was extremely challenging to get people. I mean, we got really, really close to. I don't know if you remember the case that happened in 1986 over Alaska with Japanese pilot named Kenju Taraki.
Yes. I don't know the pilots, but I do remember the issue. Yeah.
So the 747 encounter. Well, John Callahan, one of the stipulations for him to appear with us at the National Press Club was that he wanted a cooperative testimony from one of the pilots. So we hired a private investigator, which took 6 weeks to locate one of the co-pilots. We got very, very close to them, but unfortunately, he was still employed with JAL Airlines, and so he had to pull out. But there was a number of cases like that where we had to hire private investigators to find these people and track them down, one of which came from Tehran, who was a general from Tehran. You remember that there was a very famous case in 1976 that happened?
Huge case, I think, James.
General Jafari. Well, we managed to get him. We located him. It took 3 months just to get the visas and coordinate to get him here.
What's the main message you would like for this panel at the news conference to be able to present to everybody?
We would like to demonstrate clearly to the mainstream media that the UFO phenomenon is real and that it's worldwide and that it defies sort of conventional explanations, swamp gas, weather balloons, military flares, that sort of thing, and that it's taken seriously by other governments.
The kind of evidence that you're going to unravel to people in a very slow way, and of course we'll talk to some people tonight, James, what has some of the, I would call them whistleblowers because they have worked in the military, what is causing them to come forward now?
Well, each case is different. And people, a lot of times, are quick to accuse some of these witnesses that are just looking for some notoriety or quick fame. But we have worked so hard to get these guys to come forward. I mean, you know, really trying to prove to them that we're not out to sensationalize this or ridicule them. You know, I mean, you can imagine. I mean, I can give an example of Jim Penniston. He said one of the most, he sat with a UFO on the ground. Everybody always thinks or associates UFOs with these sort of ambiguous lights off in the distance. This was like, you know, right there.
And he said, and Jim will be with us tonight, too.
He'll be with us tonight, and he had to bite his tongue for, you know, 15 years, knowing that there was evidence, tangible evidence, he felt, that was being kept from the general public that could support the theory that, you know, that there's life out there and it's coming here.
You know, I've talked with Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell, whom you know,
yes,
quite a bit over my career. And I got to tell you, James, every time I talk with him, he gets more and more credible to me. He always was.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just is all the time. And, you know, he said to me, he said, George, I'm going to tell you, I'm not hiding anything. I've been on the moon. I didn't see anything unusual. But I got to tell you, I believe we've been visited. And I said, what do you mean? If you haven't seen anything, how do you believe this? And he said, the people I have talked to, the people I know, I trust so much, they've told me this, and I believe them. And when you hear that coming from someone who has been on the moon, who has no reason to lie to you, it's really kind of inspiring, I got to tell you.
Well, I remember a couple of occasions where I've had military witnesses tell me, with no cameras rolling, no incentive to make anything up, you know, good luck with this story. You know, this is a huge story, and people have a right to know about what's really happening.